It was said it was in Scalpeg Castle that Dolhenach of the clan Donald was murdered, and this is how they killed him. At Scalpeg, a group of men had organised some kind of game. A thong in the shape of a noose was hung from the rafters, and each man took it in turn to see who could leap up and put his head through this noose. Soon Dolhenach's turn came around. With a great leap, he managed to get his head into the loop. However, just as he did this, the man holding the thong pulled the rope. Dolhenach was caught and strangled as he hung from the rafters of Scalpeg Castle. It was a man named Paul who murdered Dolhenach, a man who became known as Paul of the Thong. Now, when Donald's wife began to get uneasy about him not coming home, she went down to Scalpeg to look for him, and he was dead. They had even burnt his eyes out with red-hot irons. And she said, "If you cooked him, why did you not eat him?" One of them gave her a kick in the backside, and she went out. "Who knows," said she, "but there may be under my girdle something that will avenge him yet." She was pregnant, and she fled then and went to Skye and was delivered there and bore a baby boy, the son of the murdered Dolhenach. The son was always asking her what had become of his father, and she would not tell him. But when he was about 16 or 17 years old, she did tell him, and then the son of Dolhenach began to make arrows, a bow and arrows. One day, the son set out from Skye with some others, and he said he was going to avenge his father. They came ashore at Eyvill and came to the house of an old woman there. They knocked at the window, and she said, "Is this Nuaish Fionn, the son of Dolhenach?" "It is," said he. "Go out then, and get the wether that is out the back of the house, and kill it, so you can eat it before you go." He did that. They cooked the meat and had a meal, and went on their way. Nuaish Fionn and his party all left the road at Bay Head and cut across the Drumarsh. That day, Paul of the Thong was on top of a cornstack in Pableskirry, and he noticed a group of advancing men, and he said, "Nuaish Fionn is coming. It's time for me to go." Paul jumped down from the stack and made off. He cut across the sands at Trialocha. Nuaish Fionn went and cut across by Cahalé Agarivik, the gap in the little dyke, as they called it, across by Balranald. In such times, if anyone could get a finger in the keyhole of the church, nothing could be done to him. Paul made for Rat Mora Ri, the king's highway, and Nuaish Fionn kept after him. He was catching up with him fast. When Paul was across the ford, Nuaish just took an arrow and fired at him. The arrow pierced the sole of Paul's foot. In a place called Golar was a man whom they called Gol, whose eyes had also been put out by Paul. And when Nuaish Fionn brought Paul down to the church, Gol's daughter saw them and said, "There are men over by the church." "Oh, Black Paul," said he, "take me over there by the hand." She led him over, and he shouted to them to leave Paul alive till he got at them. And they left him alive till he got there. This was the death that Gol gave Paul. He chewed his testicles. That was how they put him to death. Today the place still bears the name, Leat Fiol, Paul's Slope.